comes with his friends, it should be a special schus for many more to shiach l'nishmas. Mar says to Basar Shmur, it's kind of a similar to the Rosh Meir Zev. The Rambam, in the second parak of Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, Halacha Beis, writes, Midas Chasidus Shepodin Ma'aser Sheni B'Zman HaZeh B'Shavyo K'derech Shepodin Oso B'Fnei HaBayis. It's the Midas Chasidus that were podin Ma'aser Sheni B'Zman HaZeh, according to its value, just like we did it, we were podin when there was a Beis HaMikdash. V'or Agonim Shemotzah Shavah Manah B'Prut Alech HaTchila B'Zman HaZeh Podin Lo'ya Zechar Min HaHekdi Shemash Lecha Prut V'Liyam HaGadol. Agonim say that if you want, you can be podin a shava mana, if it's worth a mana, you can be poded on a pruti, you can redeem it on a pruti, even the chadchila b'zman hazeh, and it's no less than hekdesh, it's no more severe than hekdesh. By hekdesh, you can be poded a mana on a shava pruta, so too by ma'aser sheni. You can be poded a mana's worth of ma'aser sheni on a shava pruta. B'chenim chilo ma'aser shava pruta, shava mana al shava pruta, mi peres acheres, v'ezeh mechulo, so too, if a person was mechalo ma'aser, which is shava mana al shava pruta, from other peres, it is mechulal. It is redeemed. What does he do? V'soyreifes ha'peiros shechila l'aleim k'dei shliya takol l'acherem. So if you're chalel shava a ma'is v'sheni, which is worth a mana, and a shava pruta, the din is that it's mechulal, the din is that it's redeemed, and you burn the fruits, so that nobody eats them, they're not allowed to eat them. But the point is that you're allowed to be poda shava mana and a shava pruta, you're allowed to be poda shava mana and a pruta, self, because you're allowed to be poda ma'aser sheni on a less amount of money than it's worth. And so the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet Halacha Yedches, k'shepoda ma'aser sheni poda nosa b'shavyo v'imavar upada shavamana b'pruta achil shavamana al shavapruta reza mechula. And if a person, when a person's poda ma'aser sheni, you're poda it according to his value, and if he was over and he was poda shavamana b'pruta, or he was mechalel a shavamana al shavapruta, it's mechula. So really it should be done according to its value. But if he's over and he does it with less, it's worth a mana, and he's poded on a pruta, the din is that it's mechulo. Because if Mishnah writes that this is learned from Shmuel, that hekdesh shava mana shechilo al shava pruta is mechulo. That hekdesh that's worth a mana, and you're mechalel, the hekdesh worth a mana, on a shava pruta, it works. So the same applies to ma'aser sheni. It could be poded ma'aser sheni a larger amount and a smaller amount, just like hekdesh. Perikei alachavov, the Rambam writes, ha'poida ma'aser b'yaser al domav lo nitfasa tosefes l'ma'aser. If a person redeems ma'aser al domav on its money, on its amount, ma'aser al domav, more than it's worth, lo nitfasa tosefes l'ma'aser. In other words, the ma'aser sheni is worth $5 and you're poded on $20, it's not tofes on the other 15. Because if Mishnah writes that the Makor of the Rambam is from the Yerushalmi, Perek Dalet, the Ma'aser Sheni, the Memra, a Rav Yechanan, Hekdei Shepodo Yeser Adam of Tavisakol, Ma'aser Sheni Shepodo Yeser Adam of Tavisakol, that Hekdesh that you're poda more than its value, it's Tofes, $5 of Hekdesh, you're poda on $100, it counts. But a Ma'aser Sheni, $5 of Ma'aser Sheni, you're poda on $100, it doesn't count. And we have to understand, very nice, the Yerushalmi, but what's the Svara? This din of hekdesh shavamana shechilal shavapruta mechulal is because there's no now for hekdesh, as we see in Bava Metzia 57a, and it emerges that that's what the Rambam writes, that also by ma'aser sheni shavamana shechilal shavapruta mechulal mishum shelo yachamor mina hekdesh, who is also because there's no din on now b'chilal ma'aser sheni, just like when you are poda a larger amount of hekdesh on a smaller amount, the reason it's cool is because there's no now b'hekdesh. So too, when you're poda a larger amount of ma'aser sheni and a small amount of money, everything is cool because there is no onah for ma'aser sheni. There's no onah, there's no fraud when it comes to chilul ma'aser sheni. And then, yeah, it's kintfor the shaila. So now we have a question. Frekt hagoyin Reb Shmuel Rizovsky Zatzal. Why then, if you're machali yoser midamav, is the tosef is not nitpos? Why, if you're mechal yeser midomav, is the tosefes not nitpas b'ma'aser sheni? There's no b'chilul ma'aser sheni. No b'chilul ma'aser sheni is a two-way street. just like ein ona for the Meiser Sheni, meaning if it's worth a dollar, it's worth $100, you could be poded on a nickel. So too in the other direction, ein ona. If it's worth a nickel, you could be poded on $100. It's a two-way street. If ein ona, ein ona. Ein ona for Meiser Sheni and ein ona for you, either way. So how can you say that by Meiser Sheni it only works one way? It ain't enough for you, for Meiser Sheni. If it's worth $100, you can be poded on a nickel. But the other way around, it doesn't work. If it's worth a nickel, you can't be poded on $100. Why not? Ain't enough means ain't enough. Either way, the Meisa, the Shita Mekubetz, it brings the Ramban in Bav Metzian and Gimel. Well, it's not like the Rambam, but that's Shita's HaRambam, and we don't understand why he says what he says. And that the Kesef Mishnah says that the Mokor of the Rambam is from the Yerushalmi in Meisir Sheni. Yerushalmi says as follows: Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hekdesh Shepode Yose Al Damav Tofes Es Hakol. Hekdesh Yerpode and more than it's worth, it's Tofes everything. But Meisir Sheni Shepode Yose Al Damav Lo Tofes Es Hakol. So it's $5 of Hekdesh, and Yerpode on $100. The whole hundred is holy. But Meisir Sheni, $5 of Meisir Sheni that Yerpode on $100. Not, but not Tofes the whole hundred. Ma bein hekdesh, ma bein meiser sheni. What's the difference? On Rav Imish, ken adam matzios marbe hekdesh, a person's accustomed to being marbe behekdesh. He adds to hekdesh, he likes to give extra money, so that's what he meant. So then Rav Zeira, boy, kume Rabbi Imish, Rav Zeira asked, nivdok oso ish. That's what we ask him. And he says, I didn't intend to be marbe behekdesh. So why should it count as hekdesh? He said, when we check him out, and that's what happened, tak, it doesn't work. If he didn't mean it, he didn't mean it. And then the Girsa of the Gra is weiter in the Gemara that Rabbi Yonah boy Kimandi Amar Kinachasav that we understand according to the Mandi Amar Kinachasav. Which means that if Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot and Hekdesh is Mamon Gavoah, we get the Chiluk. That he's going to be Marbe Mamon to Hekdesh, to Gavoah, but not to Hedyot. Baram Kaman, the Omar Eino Kinechosef, who Ma Bein Hekdesh and Ma Bein Meiser Sheni. If it's not Kinechosef, meaning if Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoah, then what talk is the difference between Hekdesh and Meiser Sheni? They're both Mamon Gavoah. So Rabbi Yossi look for a smart time and hour. We already learned from Rabbi Imi. Shkenadam Otsi los marve behekdesh. A person is accustomed to being marve behekdesh. So that's why. So hekdesh is kavana is to be marve. And by Meiser Sheni is kavana is not to be marve, not to add the money. So the Pnei Moshe, the Bi'ar Gro explained that by Meiser Sheni, his kavana is not to be marve. And if he would know that it was worth less, he wouldn't be matpis less. So it's pashut a mistake. By hekdesh, it's not a mistake. But if he intends it, then it should work. If he has $5 of Meiser Sheni and he wants to be posted on 100, it should work. And like the Ramban says in Bav Metzia, again, Shita Mekubetz is Nun Gimel. V'kosha stimas lashon harambam. So here, says Rav Shmuel Zatzal, that I don't understand stimas lashon harambam. It's mashman the Rambam that even if a person's miskaven lahatfis yoser, even if he has kavana to be matpis meiser sheni, it still doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? The whole word of the Yerushalmi, based on our girsa, some people's girsa anyway, is that the only reason meiser sheni doesn't work is because he doesn't have that intention. If he would have that intention, it would work. If he would have the intention to be poded on a larger amount of money, it would work. And yet the Rambam, Mistimus Lashon HaRambam's Mashmah, doesn't work. It can never be Marvim Mammon by Meiser Sheni. The question is, why not? And that's a Tzarech Iyun, and a Mirtz Hashem. And I'm a Kavesh, and Achzor V'Nishne Perek Zeh. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, students, and shalom.